The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Did You Know Show. I am your host, Alex Parnuk, and together we'll attempt to resolve some of the most complex problems on the planet, but in a very common sense sort of way, something that seems to be sorely missing in this age of media information overload. In doing this show, one would ask, why have I committed myself to this task? The plain and simple answer is, I want to get information to you that seems to be missing and not provided in the old media. So join me in the show through your interaction by providing comments, suggestions, and if necessary, criticism when you don't agree. You can contact me at shout@theflypod.com. Welcome back to the Did You Know Show. Today's show features the Director of National Intelligence, and we will talk about his job, his department, and a bit about our intelligence services of the United States of America. I'd like to remind my listeners that in doing these shows on the executive branch of government, my intent is to inform, educate, and at times stimulate thought. So if you have questions, comments, suggestions, or might I even suggest criticism, you can reach me at shout@theflypod.com. The Director of National Intelligence leads the intelligence agencies of the United States government and is the principal advisor to the President of the United States. I'm sure you're wondering why the President needs a Director of National Intelligence. Did you know that the United States government, and specifically the executive branch, has 17, yes, 17 distinct and autonomous agencies involved in the intelligence business? So how could he, the president, possibly be informed adequately if he had to have 17 separate and unique briefings from each of the 17? Now add to that all of the major departments of the government, and the president would be stuck in briefings and meetings from dawn till dusk, every single day of the week, including weekends. The job of intelligence and keeping track of what's going on in both the world and our country never takes a day off or vacation time. But I think I might be just a little bit misspeaking here, especially when it comes to POTUS 44. So you say, how did this come about? Well, before 1950, the president was briefed independently by those individual agency units that were pertinent at any particular moment in time relating to intelligence. Depending on what was going on in the world at any place, situation, be it war, peace, or other transitional actions or events in our history. But around 1955, a blue ribbon study that had been commissioned by the Congress recommended that the president be briefed specifically by the Director of Central Intelligence Agency. What they did was establish a deputy, so to run the CIA for the director, and in that way, the director would have sufficient time to directly inform and brief the president as to the trending items relating to intelligence. This method continued on till the events of September the 11th, 2001, and the commissioning of the National Commission on Terrorist Attacks, better known as the 9/11 Commission. This commission proposed changes to the intelligence gathering agencies of the United States government. Included within those changes was the recommendation for the creation of the Office of the National Intelligence Director. Then President Bush signed 4 executive orders in August of 2004, which strengthened and reformed the intelligence services without legislation. Then Congress stepped in and passed legislation amending the National Security Act of 1947, which led to the passage of the Intelligence Reform and Terrorism Prevention Act of 2004. This new legislation was then signed by President Bush into law on December the 17th of that year, and in February of 2005, the first Director of National Intelligence was appointed. The primary and most important duty of the DNI, or the Director of National Intelligence, is to brief the President regarding matters relating to the security of the United States. Beyond that, the DNI is the head and part of a 17-member United States intelligence community. From the website of the DNI.gov, we find there are additional requirements and duties for this Director of National Intelligence, such as, and I quote, establish objectives and priorities for collection, analysis, production, and dissemination of national intelligence, ensure maximum availability of and access to intelligence information within the intelligence community, develop and ensure the execution of an annualized budget for the National Intelligence Program based on budget proposals provided by the IC, as they call it, intelligence community, the different component organizations. Oversee coordination of relationships with the intelligence or security services of foreign governments and international organizations. Ensure the most accurate analysis of intelligence as it is derived from all sources to support national security needs. Develop personnel policies and programs to enhance the capacity for joint operations and to facilitate staffing of community management functions. And lastly, oversee the development and implementation of a program management plan for acquisition of major systems, doing so jointly with the Secretary of Defense for the Department of Defense, their programs, which includes cost, schedules, and performance goals and program milestone criteria. Now, the organizational structure of the DNI starts with the Office of the DNI with a Principal Deputy Director and a Chief Management Officer. Below this listing of the main characters are three segmented sections relating to the activities of the DNI, and I quote here again. Core mission includes a deputy DNI for intelligence integration subdivided into the major integration division, National Intelligence Council, the National Intelligence Management Council, National Counterproliferation Center, National Counterterrorism Center, and lastly, the National Counterintelligence and Security Center. The next one is the enablers. I would assume these are the helpers. Acquisition, technology and facilities, chief financial officer, chief human capital officer, chief information officer, partner engagement, policy and strategy systems, and resources analysis, and information sharing environment. And now lastly, the overseers, as I call them, or the watchers. The Civil Liberties and Privacy Office, Equal Employment and Diversity Office, the Office of the Inspector General, the Office of General Counsel, Office of Legislative Affairs, and last but not least, Public Affairs Office. Now, that's quite a bureaucracy. I don't think they missed any aspect of governmental affairs, but if they do figure out that they missed something, you can bet your bottom dollar they will add on another level of bureaucracy to compensate for that terrible omission. Now, if you think that was a bureaucracy that someone wants to dig into, let's just give you a taste of the remaining 16 separate and unique intelligence services that the DNI is responsible for. Some you will recognize, but others you won't. And these include the following: Air Force Intelligence, Army Intelligence, Central Intelligence Agency, which is the CIA, Coast Guard Intelligence, Defense Intelligence Agency, the Department of Energy, Department of Homeland Security, the Department of State, the Department of the Treasury, Drug Enforcement Administration, Federal Bureau of Investigations, which is the FBI, the Marine Corps Intelligence, National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, the National Reconnaissance Office, National Security Agency, which is the NSA, which has been in the news quite a bit, and finally, Navy Intelligence. And as you can tell, that is quite a mouthful. Can you imagine having to collate all that data into one intelligence briefing done by the DNI? In completing my discussions on the varied executive branch entities, I always like to add in some unusual stuff, just to point out how diverse and unique these agencies are and under what kind of stringent rules they operate under. Now, the budget for this intelligence gathering operation I thought for sure would be classified. But alas, that is not the case. And for fiscal 2016, the DNI has requested $53.9 billion. Now, although no employee numbers could be obtained, I found an article dated August 29, 2013 by Barton Geimer and Greg Miller in the Washington Post, in which we find a number for the totality of the intelligence services being roughly 107,000 employees. And additionally, quite an interesting article into the doings of our intelligence services, which would be worth the read because of the intel that is provided. Now, our folks in the intelligence business are compensated quite well, I would think, especially if they go out and risk their lives at the behest of our country. Should also be noted, as the intelligence budget has grown from 1980 to the present, the defense budget has grown at a smaller pace than the intel budget. while looking into the enabling legislation, specifically 50 United States Code Section 403-3A, it states that it has a sense of Congress that under ordinary circumstances, it is desirable that one of the individuals serving as the DNI or deputy be a commissioned officer of the armed services in active status or have by training or experience an appreciation of military intelligence activities and requirements. Also, from Wikipedia, the DNI has overall responsibility for the intelligence community whistleblowing program and source protection through Presidential Policy Directive No. 19. This particular policy directive was instituted on October the 10th, 2012, by President Obama in order to protect employees from reprisals as to whistleblowing. But again, one of the ironies of government is that this particular presidential policy directive excluded private contractors, and in the case of Edward Snowden, the notorious revealer of government spying programs, did not apply due to procedures for this presidential policy directive number 19 not going into effect until July 2013, after the disclosures were made by Mr. Snowden. As we've said before, how can one man possibly know everything about specific and current intelligence? Well, that's exactly what happened back in December of 2010, when DNI James Clapper, first appointed, was interviewed on television by a Diane Sawyer. Now, Diane Sawyer asked about recent terrorist activities in London relating to planned bombings. DNI Clapper was silent. Did not know. As to this particular incident, he had not been briefed as to these events, even though the news of the day, all day, had been focused on nothing more than these events in England. And as we often say, blank happens. Well, listeners, I hope you have enjoyed our excursion into the activities of the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. As always, if you have questions, queries, or comments, please feel free to contact me, shout@theflypod.com. So long. Well, until next time in our next Did You Know show, keep your powder dry and your silver coins in your pocket.